Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, so here we go. Another Lions loss. And look, there's things you digest after a loss. Sometimes you sit back and say, it's fluky, it's football. Other times there are, growing concerns and things that you look at and say, that's a real problem in matchups moving forward. And I think we've identified some real problems for the Detroit Lions moving forward. And then there are things that Cannon should be better if they get a matchup with Philadelphia in Philadelphia ever again. And that may not happen, but that is a concern. They're clearly not the class of the NFC, and some weaknesses that are identified that need to be better. I don't think that game yesterday truly reflected the best of what the Detroit Lions have to offer. Let's just say that. But we'll get into all the reasons why. First, let's welcome back Scott Anderson, who was off most of last week. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Doug.
How are you?
I'm just fine.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the time off?
Yeah. I mean, time off is always nice.
Yep.
To have it and to take it.
Unplug.
A little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was nice. Mm-hmm. I could relax a little bit and do some things I needed to get done. So that was
productive.
That was good.
Yeah. Productive time off.
Somewhat. Not as much as I wanted to be, but I was more productive than perhaps I usually am. So.
All right,
so that's
enough.
Good. Yeah, but obviously, yes, watching the game last night, it was frustrating on so many fronts. And at the same time, I mean, I'm disappointed, but I'm not upset, if that makes sense. And I'm trying to take a very calculated and calm approach to this, because it's not the end of the world. Despite watching earlier in the day that, the Bears eke out a win in Minnesota, and they're now in the top of the division, the first year with former Lions offensive coordinator there. Now they're 7-3, and the Packers, they eke out a win that maybe they shouldn't have gotten, and there they are, and they're still 6-3-1, and then the Lions get the loss, and it's like, need to keep pace. They didn't keep pace, but it's not like they're falling way off the path here. I recognize that maybe they be on the outside looking in right now in the playoff picture, but we've got 7 games to go, and maybe the schedule is going to start to lighten up a little bit and take advantage of what you have. And the other thing you have that's there to take advantage of is, if you want to get past teams in your division, good news, you play them.
Mm-hmm.
So go and do that. But the game itself was disappointing. Just on a number of fronts that we will enumerate.
Well, yeah, sometimes your guys just don't play well. Sometimes you have a bad day at the office, and I think this is a bad day at the office. I think you can look at Jared Goff and think he could be better. I can look at Amon-Ra St. Brown and think he could be better. I can look at Dan Campbell and say he could be better. I love all these players and this coach. Yeah. I love them. It was a bad day at the office. The net-net of Dan Campbell yesterday was a negative. The net-net, and what I mean by that is all the decisions and everything he decides to do in the course of a game, and that's a lot, usually it's a positive. In fact, usually it's an overwhelming positive, and I would argue that yesterday it was a negative. Jared Goff. I think Jared Goff is a exceptionally good quarterback. It gets debated all the time where he fits in the league. I think he can win a lot of football games, a lot of important football games, and I think he can win that football game with Jared Goff at quarterback. Not the way he played yesterday. No. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Growing concern there about, okay, at what point, man, that's 12 targets, two receptions, another pass that I expect him to catch.
Yeah, there were a couple passes in a row there, one to Amon-Ra and one to Jamo, that were both kind of a little bit of timing on that as they're coming across, and it just that the pass wasn't quite where you wanted it to be, but both are tough catches, but both are catches that we've seen made. And I guess that's where the thing is that you expect, because we hold Amon-Ra to this incredible standard because he has set the standard.
Yep.
With the work he puts in and what you see in practice and what you see in game time, he has been like automatic. And then you get a game like last night and you see, and I don't know if, I don't think it was an epidemic. I think it was maybe one pass where I was like, oh, you didn't hang on to that. Okay. But it was clear that he and Jared were way out of sync yesterday. And I think Jared's timeline to throw the football was truncated by the
sped up.
Yeah. By the pass rush that he was facing.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just, that's not the first time he's faced a pass rush. And I didn't think it was something that I expected to be that much of an issue. And it was. When you got a quarterback who completes going into the game 76% of his passes and ends the game with what, less than 50% completion percentage? Something's off.
Yeah. So look, if there were five passes batted down at the line of scrimmage, he's a 6'6 quarterback. Like, this is not something that, you know, has to do with, you know, Philly did a really good job and the offensive line has to help out Jared Goff. That was an inordinate amount of batted down passes in a Jared Goff game. And, you know, the truth is, he's 6'5, my apologies. But the truth is, Jared Goff, that's not going to happen a whole lot. However, you know, they can really sit down and diagnose what is the issues up front. What are the issues up front? Like, and this is one of the positives I take out of this game, and it's not a lot, but if you face Philly in January, can Detroit go to Philly and win? And I think the answer is yes, they can go to Philly and win. They went into that game, they've watched Philly, they diagnosed and they put together and crafted a game plan that they thought would work, and it did not, okay? So now it's back to the drawing board. And what can you take from this game to sit down and say, all right, here's what we need to get better? Because Philly's good. We're going to do all this, and we have to remind ourselves that Philly played exceptionally well.
Philly's really good. They're not just good. Yeah. They're really good.
Yes, and they played very well defensively. The Lions defense did hold them to 16 points. The Lions defense fended off red zone, you know, short fields all day long because the Lions turned it over and went 3-for-18 on third and fourth down, 0-for-5 on fourth down. Like, there's short fields over and over, and the Lions defense actually played pretty well, all things considered.
Yeah, and you know, I guess this is where you start to creep into territory. If I'm looking at a place that bothered me the most with the game last night, it's a number you put out there, to me, puts it on the head coach, which we'll get into in a little bit. But Philadelphia is an excellent football team. That is, I mean, they're defending Super Bowl champions, and they did something that Lions fans wanted the Lions to do, which was they added to that team at the trade deadline. Jalen Phillips makes a difference on that team, and, and I think that's going to be frustrating for Lions fans to watch.
That can sting.
Yeah, and see that they got better. But the Lions defense did a great job last night. They did an excellent job last night, which, again, will speak to what I have to say about Dan Campbell. But Philadelphia also shows that, I mean, Philadelphia is answering questions today, too. Like, yeah, we beat the Lions, but we got work to do. And we made some mistakes. And maybe we need to rethink how we're doing our offense. And their offense has been stale all year, and yet it's got the players where there's no reason for that to be stale. It's one of the best offensive lines in football, one of the most athletic quarterbacks you have. You've got the returning MVP, offensive MVP in Saquon Barkley, and you've got a trio of receivers and a more than adequate tight end to get things going, and they haven't all season long. They've struggled with it. So they're still answering their own questions. But the Lions' question is just, okay, what do you do with what you saw last night? I hope it's yuck throat in the garbage, but you still have to hang on to some of those things. And when they look at the film today, and I'm sure they caught a glimpse last night, but all day today, they're going to come away with some different thoughts about what happened in the game last night. I imagine, this is a question I will ask Jared tomorrow, I imagine one of the most frustrating things for a quarterback to go through is what you touched on briefly, the tipped passes at the line of scrimmage. Has to be one of the most infuriating things for a quarterback to go through, because he's committed to throwing the ball to a certain spot, and then, boom, it gets deflected and knocked out of the way of where it's supposed to go. And you're like, well, that was going to be a big play. Like, how many of those tipped passes were going to be big plays for the Lions? I imagine at least a couple were going to go somewhere, and one of them, unfortunately, ends up in an interception and then leads to the first 3 points of the football game.
All right, people want to sound off, of course, and we will get to your phone calls coming up. And plus, it's Champ and Chump every Monday, Champ and Chump at a weekend. Who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? We'll bring Kang into the conversation, get his 2 cents, our producer. So glad to be with you here on a Monday, unfortunately talking about another Lions loss and a 6-4 start to this season. I guess we're at the midway point here. A lot of football left to be played and a lot that needs to get better if this Lions team is going to challenge in the NFC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1. We'll talk with Jared tomorrow. 248-539-9797. Okay, let's get to the people. Carson Anderson. Actually, before we do that, let's welcome in Kang. Kang. I do enjoy that last night.
Oh, I wouldn't use the word enjoy.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy it.
It was pretty
depressing. Listen, I think this is one of those games where after the game, there's a big pie of blame, and you just start assigning slices of blame out, right?
Yeah.
What was the biggest slice, for you? I mean, it could be Goff, it could be Dan Campbell, it could be the offensive line. For me, it is the offensive line. I had two worries going into that game. I didn't think they were going to win that game, but my two worries and reasons why were the secondary injuries I thought would catch up to them, because I thought with A.J. Brown complaining, they want to get the passing game going. Now's the perfect time to do that against a secondary that's missing three of their four starters in the back end.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong about that. The defense and the secondary played fantastic on short fields all night. Gave the offense an opportunity, and the Lions almost an opportunity at the end of the game to even come back. The other worry I had, which did come true, was the offensive line, specifically the interior offensive line. Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter are not to be messed with. And even if they don't get pressure, they get their hands up, and you saw it last night. And the addition of Jalen Phillips, where he can go inside, outside, speed rush, whatever, the whole offensive line, I thought, just played well below what we're used to seeing, and it cost him. And it made Jared Goff uncomfortable. Clearly, Dan Campbell had a hard time calling plays because of it. And we all know this. The offensive line is the key to this team.
Yep.
And if they don't get it together, and the good thing is, it is just a regular season game right now. They got it. They got time to get it together. I think they are closer than it looked. I'll say that, because we've seen them put it together before. Now it's time to do it on a consistent basis against good competition.
Yeah, it's back to the drawing board. And this has been we've seen some really good coaching in Detroit, but they got stuff they got to fix. They got stuff that they got to fix. And this is incumbent upon the coaches and the players to take this data point they've been given and do something with it. And they got a lot of time, and you just got to get yourself back to that situation where you're playing Philly in January. But they still have work to do. Let's get to the people. We go to Justin in Livonia. You're on 97.1. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I have a bad take on this. Like,
great, love bad takes.
Hey, dude, we don't know if it's a bad take. It might be a great take.
Nah,
you might be right on the money.
No, it's taking negative on Brett Holmes, because he took Giovanni Manu, Hendon Hooker, Broderick Martin, Josh Pascal. Like, what's he done? All he's done is, I mean, these guys, Giovanni Manu, are you serious? And then Hendon Hooker, oh, yeah, he's not even in the league anymore. Broderick Martin, oh, yep. Josh Pascal, nope. I mean, he's literally done nothing. I mean, like, look at these guys.
But you defend also,
that. Defend
but
you, that. Well, defend that.
Defend that he made some bad picks?
I mean, not just bad picks, but they're like picks, like second and third round, like they're like premium picks, and he's like doing Giovanni Manu. Where's Giovanni Manu? Where is he?
Well, he's injured, but
where's Hendon Hooker?
Okay, nope. Okay, slow down, Justin.
Where's Martin?
I've had enough.
He was right, by the way. In the end, he was right.
I mean, I will say this. Yes, there are absolute picks that, and we've talked about it on the show, that there's the very good of Brad Holmes, which is excellent, and then there are the aforementioned names that you just came up with that are demerits, if you will. These are not bullet points on your resume you want highlighted. You don't want them to be bullet points, and they were bad picks. Every GM makes some bad picks, and you hope that you can counterbalance that with some really good picks. As bad as it was to, trade picks and move up to get whatever you want to use, a Giovanni Manu, it was pretty good to use a similar pick and take Amon-Ra St. Brown. That's the balance you're looking for. And I think that they've more than achieved that balance. And I think Brad Holmes is absolutely one of the better GMs in the league, particularly when it comes to the draft. But yes, those players have been bad. I would love to see Josh Pascal play, but he doesn't play because he's been hurt, and I imagine he'll be activated for the game Sunday. Those guys are a problem.
I think to answer his question, okay, what has he done? Going into Sunday, in the last three calendar years, he'd put together the team that had won the most football games in the National Football League. That's what he has done.
Yeah.
Are there shortcomings? Of course. Like it's
every
not,
GM is made.
Every GM, blunders. The best. And in the end, there might be some stubbornness here that costs him. And I'm not going to, but if you expect there to not be clunkers, then I think you have an unrealistic expectation. The best GMs make bad moves. It's the totality of your work is what you look at. And yeah, I got it. He hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. And until he does, that's fine. I don't mind criticism. But when you say things like, what has he done? Well, actually, he's done quite a bit here. And I will agree that, unfortunately, one of the things that he has done hasn't panned out. And that is that some of his third round selections and the way he trades and moves around, and he uses them on draft day and doesn't seem to have the capital, the ammunition to make moves at trade deadlines. It's how Brad Holmes operates. And the example here is Jalen Phillips. Like, if you want to call up and say he didn't, and maybe you were getting to this point, but if you want to say he didn't have the ammunition to go get Jalen Phillips because he wasted it on draft night, you can make that case. But at the end of the day, I'll take Brad Holmes. I'll take Brad Holmes and his work. And because the story's not over. Like, I think there's people are going to look at this and say they have no shot. And I disagree.
Yeah, but I mean, when you draft guys like Aleem McNeil in the third round, St. Brown in the fourth round, Derek Barnes in the fourth round, Kirby Joseph in the third round, I think that more than makes up for, you know, the Hendon Hooker, Broderick Martin mistakes or the Giovanni Manu, which is, you know, still in the balance here. He's a fourth round pick just a year ago. So, you know, I would give that a little bit more time. And the fact that he got hurt doesn't help, because that's a guy who would have gotten some reps by now this season for sure, would have gotten more reps if he were still healthy, but he's not. And yes, those are items on the resume that don't look as good. But to your point, what he asked, what has he done? What Brad Holmes has done with the Detroit Lions is completely rebuild the roster from one of the worst in the NFL, a laughingstock in the NFL, the worst culture in the NFL, into one of the best cultures in the NFL. The most wins over the last three seasons going into the game last night in the NFL. That's what he's done. He's resurrected a program that had won one playoff game in 60 years, and then they won two in the same year a couple years ago. They've won back-to-back division titles. Now,
it's not enough.
No,
we won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I don't. I wish he had made a move on trade deadline day, and they didn't get something done. But not a lot of moves were made. You got to have another team that's willing to part with players. Whatever. I we could go through that all day long. But I think to answer the question, yes, Brad Holmes is a good GM. I think he's a better than good GM. I'm not worried about that.
Jerry in Flat Rock, what's up, Jerry?
Oh, thanks, guys, for taking my call.
Sure.
What I see is Jared Goff has a very difficult time throwing the ball in inclement weather. I mean, I've seen him play good with gloves on, so I don't know if that's always the case. But they were doing something last year about it that he had horrible stats. Now last year they got the benefit of playing 90% of their games inside, but I know he's had problems in the past, and the ball just does not come out of his hands the same way.
It was not good last night, and it's something to, you know, try to figure out what they can do better with Jared Goff on the road. Outdoors this year, his completion percentage is...
You got to look at inclement weather.
Well, that's true. It doesn't really have it broken down by weather. He said after the game he didn't think weather was a factor. I can look at dome versus outdoors, and... Would you believe his completion percentage is better outdoors this year than it is in a dome?
This year.
His quarterback rating isn't as good, but his completion percentage outdoors is better than in a dome. But that doesn't account for inclement weather, which is fair. Yeah, I mean, I would argue that probably most quarterbacks, like Jalen Hurts last night was at 50%. Jared was below it. Everybody's hurt by it, some more than others. I mean... You know, I'd have to go back and look at the inclement weather stats.
I don't know if they have those stats.
I don't know if they do either. But his completion percentage outdoors is better than at home, which surprises me. His touchdown to interception ratio better outdoors than indoors this year.
I don't think he played well yesterday.
No,
last night. I don't think it was a good Jared Goff game. And I also think that, you know, most quarterbacks won't play well when it gets to be outside in inclement weather. But he wasn't very good. Less than 50% last night. Jalen Hurts wasn't very good either.
No.
And Jalen Hurts is another guy that's been relatively accurate, but last night was not good for either quarterback. Hurts was 14 to 28. Goff was 14 to 37 in the game.
Yep.
So it just got worse and worse.
Five batted down at the line, couple of drops, but no, he was not. He missed some
bad passes.
Yeah, like not just in the general vicinity kind of throws. But all right, we'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback, plus our champ and chum votes at 10:35, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Jared Goff. It is Doug Karsh and Scott Anderson here on 97.1, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Brian in Detroit. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. So
what's up?
Champ and Chump. Not much. Champ and Chump. Champ is unorthodox. I'm going to go Broncos for having a game plan to shut down the Chiefs. I think it was a well-played game for them. Two Chumps. First one is going to be Alex Kemp, because that penalty was bull crap.
That's the official in the Lions game last night.
Yeah, there was no pass interference. The dude needs his eyes checked. And then the second chump is going to be J-Mo, because yet again, his stupid antics have cost us a penalty. And it, in hindsight, it probably wouldn't have mattered in one extra point, but It's just, dude, you know what?
This is a black and white rule. You cannot use the goalposts as a prop. That's a rule. It's not an interpretation. And he did.
Might be dumb,
but it is what it is. And Brian, you know, Dan Campbell said he told J-Mo never again. It definitely made that extra point a lot more challenging, and it got missed. And there's a lot of stuff that has been said. This could come back to haunt them. The interior of the offensive line could come back to haunt them. Outdoors could come back to haunt them. That haunted them. And it's disappointing. And I allow young people a chance to grow up. I think about who I was when I was 21, 22, 23, and then who I was at 27, 28, 29.
Grow up, Jimmy Tressel.
No, stop it. And I love 25, 30-year-old references, Scott. Brian, and he can grow up, but he needs to do it. Like, that hurts your football team. And Detroit loves you, okay? Detroit loves you, J-Mo, and you're that one play right there was the best of and the worst of. And it sucks because he's really
good. One last thing. I do think I didn't expect them to win, but I do think that they could have won. There was a couple questionable choices that they made in the game, like the delay of game one, where you were on the Eagles side of the field and, you know, fourth and one, just run it to get a first down and then keep going. You could have potentially added a touchdown, made it a closer game, you know, sent it at overtime, something like that. It was just blown plays throughout the game. I think they could have won, but
they were 0-for-5 on fourth down.
Yeah, I hate because there's a lot of people that have done a lot of good things here in Detroit and have helped make this a competitive team. There were some bad performances last night. I mean, it just was what it was, and there's no real reason to sugarcoat. The question is, Can they learn from this and can they get better? Like, in the interior of the offensive line, do they need to keep shuffling people? Do they need to just hope it gets better when Mahogany comes back? Do they look at different combinations up front?
Is Miles Frazier going to get a
chance? Is Miles Frazier going to get in there? Are Penei Sewell, I hate what happened on the fourth down incompletion in the end zone to Amon-Ra, because Penei got burned off the edge. If he even slows up Jalen Phillips a little bit, I bet Jared Goff sees Brock Wright come wide open, but he didn't have time to work through his progressions and just threw it to where his best and most reliable receiver over history was, and it was incomplete, and he wasn't really open. Brock Wright was coming wide open. Jalen Phillips came off that edge, and he beat Penei Sewell, and Penei Sewell's one of the best in the game, and beat him badly.
There are plays where Jared didn't have time, and that's unfortunate because that was one of them, because obviously – Brock Wright was wide open, and I'm sure that Jared looked at that last night right after it happened and is like, you got to be kidding me. But he didn't have time on that play. I thought there were some plays where maybe he had more time than he thought he did, and he may have rushed through it. But we can ask him that tomorrow if that was the case. Mm-hmm. I think when you recognize early in the game that the defensive line that's coming after you is a problem, not only when they're rushing you as a passer, but they're a problem even when you've got the pocket set up and you're going to throw it, because Jordan Davis is 6'6" and athletic as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And he knocked down three passes. And the first one, you know, the first drive, I think it's tipped up in the air and it's intercepted. You're like, what just happened? That, I think, already is in your head a little bit. But he had five passes that were tipped at the line of scrimmage. And that led to other passes later in the game that just get knocked away by defensive backs too, and I think that plays a role in what you're thinking. And it just wasn't a good game, not for Jared Goff.
It's like, forgive my ignorance if even bringing this up, but I was talking to Doug this morning, and in basketball, completely different sport, I get it. If a guy keeps blocking your shot, you at some point you're like, all right, well, I'm gonna pump fake this guy, you know, get him in the air, whatever, then I'll go around or whatever. I don't know if there's an equivalent for that as a quarterback to do in a game, especially a game where he's not having time anyways to throw the ball. If you pump fake, you're probably going to get hit on your next throw. So, but that's how much of a problem it was last night. Frustrating for us watching, I'm sure for him throwing, is these batted balls and these hands. They were timing everything. They knew when you were going to throw it, and they're able to get their hands up and bat them down. It was completely frustrating. I figure, is there any other way around it?
Okay, let's get to Champ and Chump. Our Champ and Chump nominations, Gator. I will start my Champ of the Weekend. We don't do this enough. I'm going to give credit to the class of the NFC. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. They won the NFC last year. They're 8-2 this year. And in back-to-back weeks, they've beaten Green Bay and Detroit. Philly, hats off. Champ of the Week. Hate it, but Champ of the Week.
I'm going to give the champ of the week to J.B. Bickerstaff and the Detroit Pistons. He has his team ready to roll. They won both times when they didn't have Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, Tobias Harris, and others that weren't playing in those games. 11-2 on the season right now. Best in the Eastern Conference by 2.5 games this early in the season. It's already a 2.5 game lead.
It's a great call. My champ of the week, and again, as much as I hate giving Philly the champ, Dan Campbell, I think the net-net of his impact on this game was negative. I want him to be the Lions coach for a very long time. I think he's a great coach. It was a bad day at the office for Dan Campbell. He's my chump.
I agree with that. We'll get into more of that as well. But my chump, I give it to the official who called Rock Ya-Sin for pass interference at the end of the game last night. It wasn't even close to being a penalty. Everybody knows it. It was an awful call. And not that it cost the Lions the game. What it cost the Lions was an opportunity to make something really interesting at the end. And
the defense can get rewarded for a stop. Yeah, they had another big stop.
It was a huge stop that they got. And really, also, I mean, that play, I mean, you and I have our own opinions on Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
The clock management at the end by Nick Sirianni was questionable. And that play to throw it on 3rd and 8, interesting stopping the clock and all that. The Lions should have had the ball back with about 1:45 to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't the case.
Get your Champ and Chump votes in. Let's get back to your phone calls. Champ and Chump brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet, Sterling Heights. Kentrell, you're next on 97.1. Hello, Kentrell.
Hi, and it's Chantel, not Kentrell.
Okay, sorry, Chantel. Thank you for your patience.
It's okay. Thank you for taking the call. My champ, unfortunately, has to go with the Eagles. They didn't do as they were supposed to have done, top Eagle form, but they did win, which all that mattered. My champ, I'm sorry, Goff, he made some horrible calls. And to continue keep throwing at Brown and y'all not connecting throughout the entire game, that was the biggest upset for me. It's like he kept trying to build up the confidence. Like, all right, if we just get one more or a couple catches from St. Brown, then we could find our rhythm. It's like, yeah, I want to see more involvement from Wright and Tesla. I know that they're young. I know that they're fresh. But I want to see more of activity or more involvement with those two, especially with Laporta not being on the field last night.
Well, Laporta not being on the field didn't help. Is more Brock? It's an Chantrell. I think it's such a tough call. Goff to Amon-Ra has been so good the last few years. Something appears to be a little bit off this year, and Amon-Ra. I keep saying if my life depended on a throw and catch, that's where I'd want the football to go.
Yeah.
But something isn't quite as good this year, is it?
Well, I will say the first note I had before the game started, I wrote down like a few things that I was going to look at. And one was with no Sam Laporta, does that mean that Tesla steps up or lots of Brock Wright? I thought last night would have been an interesting opportunity to use Tesla in a Sam Laporta role with Sam Laporta routes as opposed to, you know, being the true tight end and blocking and all that. Although maybe Tesla can handle it. He's a big, strong kid, but he's not as big and strong as Sam Laporta. But I thought it would have been interesting to see him running those routes that Laporta runs. You know, I'm a big Brock Wright guy, and I thought maybe we might see more of that from Brock Wright, and we didn't. Now, there was another batted pass that was definitely going Brock Wright's way. Don't know what that would have done. But nonetheless, no Sam Laporta made it. That was a huge impact on the team that I don't know, we didn't see coming until, what, middle of last week?
Yeah.
That, Laporta's out? What do you mean he's out? Dude? Not only is he out, he's on IR.
That's Jared Goff talking about the Amon-Ra thing. You know, to the previous caller, this is so funny when you look back. How many targets did you say? You got the stats in front of you, right?
Yeah.
How many targets did Brock Wright have?
7.
Do you know how many Laporta averages?
I was going to say, I bet you he averages around 7.
It's 5.5. They went to Brock Wright last night. So the previous caller wanted more Brock Wright. You got more Brock Wright than you typically get out of Laporta.
They also threw more times last
time. True. That's true.
But yes, nonetheless, I mean, Brock Wright was that's the facsimile, right?
Yeah.
If there's no Sam LaPorta, what is your tight end? Well, they threw the tight end just as much as they typically would. So that's not there. What stands out is, you know, there have been games where Goff has completed passes to like 9 different receivers.
Mm-hmm.
This was not one of those games. This was passes being thrown to only 6 receivers. 5 of them caught passes. I mean, when you see passes caught, you know, receptions in the game, and the leader is 5, and that's Jahmyr Gibbs out of the backfield. J-Mo had 4. Amon-Ra had 2. Brock Wright had 2. And David Montgomery had 1. It was just not a good day.
And once again, I mean, it's early in the week. Hell, we're in the first hour of the first show of the week. But are they going to respond? They always do. They always bounce back.
Well,
but
they play the Giants on Sunday.
Yeah, they should. They're a 10.5-point favorite. But you got the Giants coming up.
And then short week with the Packers.
Yep. And then you got after that Dallas. And I suspect they're going to be favored in the next 3 games. Maybe not the Packer game, but I bet they're favored in the Packer game.
Well, the better news, I think.
Which doesn't mean anything. It just points out that they're expected to win, and they weren't expected to win last night, and they didn't.
A couple home games here, which you'd like to see. But the other thing is they're getting guys back. Terrion Arnold is going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Reed is coming back. That's going to help out a defense that played really well against Philadelphia. It's going to help out their defenses moving forward to get your top 2 corners back on this team. It's the offensive line that has been concerned. Tate Ratledge missed parts of the game last night. They had to bring in Tristan Colon to play guard on a couple of those plays. Pene Sewell had to left after a series to go get his ankle retaped, and he's banged up. We know Taylor Decker is banged up. They're already on their backup left guard. That's still going to be a question. And how healthy can they get? Are they going to get any offensive linemen back? Looks like Miles Frazier is going to come back to this team real soon. But he's a rookie. I have no idea what to expect from a guy that got hurt in the preseason.
Don't. But I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued. Yeah, I'm intrigued.
And I might become more intrigued.
But it might be. It's the same thing that happened last year with Mahogany. The difference is one guy's coming off an injury. The other guy was coming off a mono.
Let's go to D in Detroit. You're next here on 97.1. Hello, D.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, D.
I got a champion and chump for you.
Go ahead.
My champ is the Lions defense. They played a great game. Great scheme by the coordinator. Overall, great game. Unfortunately, we didn't get the win. But my chump is the Chicago Bear fans. All these Bear fans coming out the woodwork, I'm talking about at midnight. They all on social media. We the kings of the North. This is our year. And these next 7 games, they're going to go 1-6. The only team I got them beating is Cleveland. That's the only team I got them beating. See, the Steelers going to beat them this week. We're going to beat them in January. The Packers going to beat them twice. I don't see them beating nobody else but Cleveland, and they're all happy. Yeah, the Lions had a bad game offensively yesterday, but we're beat up. Our O-line is a little hurt. Our corners are banged up, but our corners did good yesterday. I believe that the Lions are still going to win the NFC North. You don't hear Kansas City fans crying. They're not in first place right now, but they still believe in their team. I'm a diehard Lions fan. Go Lions. Go Blue.
Well, hey, appreciate the phone call, D. It's funny how sometimes things get under your skin. Like at the end of that game, just the fan and the total unrealistic, over-the-top fan in me. They showed a cutaway late in the game when Philly was going to win, like after the bogus pass interference.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed a cutaway of Nick Sirianni, and I'm like, look at that smarmy effing face. Like, I was, like, totally sick of seeing his face, and I'm like, this isn't fair, but look at that smarmy smile. Yeah, you should be smiling. They were going to win the game, but I still.
There is a little bit of a disconnect between the look that you see from Sirianni to actually the substance that comes out of his mouth when you hear him talk.
Yeah.
He's a little bit different.
He's obviously a damn good coach.
Yeah, he's an outstanding coach.
He comes across as...
I don't like looking at him on the sideline. Like, he's got the punchable face and the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
But then when you actually hear him talk, you're like, wow, he's actually a normal guy.
There's just such a smarminess to him. There's such a...
It's a look.
Perceived
yes.
smarminess to him, but...
It's a look.
It's not perceived.
Well, 2 toughest schedules remaining in the NFL, okay? The rest of the way. based upon opponents' winning percentage, belong to the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. Now, the Lions isn't easy. The Lions is number nine on the top 10 of the rest of the way. But if you're hoping that those teams are going to start to accrue some losses, they might.
Well, it's because you're playing games against teams that have winning records. Well, within your division, obviously.
That's exactly what
I mean. This is what we're getting at, because this is a tough ass division.
Yeah. Green Bay also has to go out and play. They got to take on Denver. You know, and you look at
Minnesota's not an easy out. Minnesota beat the Lions.
Chicago has to play Philly. They have to play San Francisco. Pittsburgh game, I mean, he called it a loss. What's the status of Aaron Rodgers? Has that been determined?
They think he may have a fractured left wrist, yeah. But will A-Rodge just say tape it up?
Go get some holistic healing.
Right.
Al in Southfield, you are next. What's up, Al?
Hi, Doug and Scott. I wanted to comment on Dan Miller's, what Dan Miller had to say last night doing the sports works, and then I'm going to give my champ and chump of the week, and then I'll have a short PSA at the end.
Maybe. I've got a ton of time, so be quick.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Dan Miller said that he did not think that Philadelphia outclassed the Detroit Lions last night, and concerning the score of 16-9. And I agree with them on that, concerning the fact that the L.A. Chargers got beaten like a drum by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the final score is 35-6. And my champ for the weekend is Dennis Jenkins. I mean, he shot one from the logo during the Philadelphia game on Friday night, and all I can say is move over Steph Curry and Caitlin Carter.
Wow, it was at the end of the quarter. I think it's one of those prayers that you throw up. It wasn't an actual let's step back and
still
shoot,
love
right?
Dennis Jenkins.
Yeah,
Dennis great. Jenkins had a great, great game, but yeah,
good couple games for him.
And I have two chumps. Both of them have to do with officiating.
Okay, you got to be quick here, Al.
Yeah. The SEC officials that had handled the Florida Mississippi game, there was a call against George Gumbs Jr. for face mask, and it's a 15-yard penalty. But because it was during the time they were getting ready to set up for the field goal, but what should have happened?
Okay, Al, who's your second chump?
Okay. Okay, that's my second chump is the official that called the
play last night.
Pass interference.
All right, thank you. Let's go to who do we got next? Chris, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chris.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up?
Always listen to the show.
Thank you.
I want to preface this somewhat positively. The first Lions jersey I've purchased since Calvin Johnson's was a Dan Campbell jersey. I consume all media on this team. I listen to you guys daily. I watch every game. I wanted him to take over play calling. Do you think him taking over play calling put him in like tunnel vision for that game? Because that was a field position defensive game. Like that was not working. What was also happening
It's a valid question. I mean, he himself said it spreads the duties around when he's calling plays. Did he call – that looked like he called plays – for a shootout.
It just wasn't working. And I love Dan Campbell. He turned this team around. Anyone who's calling for his job or Jared Goff, like I think they're crazy. I don't know. Like the few little, and again, this is going to the offense now, but the few like little flat route dumps they made to Gibbs, those took it to the house. Like it just, I feel like I love his stubbornness sometimes, but I feel like if it's not working, he's like, well, we're going to make it work, and he's just going to run through it. And against these Super Bowl teams, they're going to game plan for you, and it might not work.
He addressed it, Chris.
I don't know.
He addressed it, Chris, and he basically said, yep, it's who I am. And sometimes we're going to, more often than not, it works for us. It did not work last night. But he addressed it. You'll hear him as the show goes on. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1. That last part, we're going to hit our stride in the back half of the season. What, does he believe that because of injuries, or does he believe it because he knows how to fix what he saw?
I mean, I'm sure it's a combo of those things. But, you know, as much as they're right there and there were some plays that they missed out, I'm sure he's referring to fourth down plays and it went 0-for-5.
Yeah.
Philly's saying the same thing. Philly doesn't get stopped on the tush push, and yet they were stopped on the tush push a number of times in the game.
Yeah, it was great.
And they shot themselves in the foot. Well, they didn't. They got called for a false start that should have been in a neutral zone infraction against the Lions. Lions caught a huge break on that one.
It was weird.
Yeah, it really was.
It's like that guy was trying to get
the hey, he's pawing at me. Well, don't point out.
You don't have to do anything. They're going to call the penalty, and he...
But regardless, so I think, you know, both teams are saying the same, they could say the same thing. In the end, it's a frustrating loss. And I think early on, and this probably could have been part of the strategy before, it could have been a strategy before the game when you recognized how bad the wind was and how that was going to take kicking out of the game or play a significant role depending on which way you were kicking from. To me, I thought that this should have been recognized early that this was a game of field position.
Yeah.
And that's where it bothered me.
Yeah.
I love Dan Campbell. He's my coach. I would love to have played for a guy like Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell's amazing. And I think he's the perfect coach for this team. And I don't really want him to change who he is. But that being said, I felt like this was one where you should recognize we need to play this for field position. And you'd recognize that your defense is
going to be a low-scoring game.
It's
going to
be low-scoring when you're at midfield or just your side of midfield and you're going for it on fourth down. And there were a number of times they went for it. It wasn't just fourth and one. They're going for fourth and five, fourth and six. Punt the ball. And I know that it's not really in his DNA, but last night was a night where I was like, oh, I wish it wasn't in your DNA last night because pinning them deep helps you out too, because then you get to work on a short field if your defense holds.
If your
serve.
Defense does what the defense ended up doing all night, which was make life difficult on Philly.
So this is why when I look at the game, I say it's more of a Dan Campbell loss than it is a Jared Goff loss or anything else. It's to me, it's on Dan Campbell because they didn't recognize that. They didn't play for that. And I know that that's his style of play and that's okay. And like I said, I still love the guy. I enjoy watching the team play. Last night was a game where I think that that was a mistake, and I think that cost them, could have cost them at one, maybe just one of those drives if they ended up punting instead of going for it. If just one of those results in the Lions getting the ball in Philadelphia territory because Fox is able to pin them deep and they're not able to get the ball out.
And he's good at that.
Yeah. It just, that was a part to me that at the end of the game, like that's a big miss.
Well, and that's something that's correctable, and I hope that they would next time if they get another shot at
if
Philly.
It's something like this, the same conditions, you know, and you know, I mean, Philadelphia in the first half had three drives in Lions territory. It only resulted in 3 points, and that was on the first drive
when they
had the interception. Yeah, the Lions defense came to play despite there were some holes. I thought Aiden Hutchinson made a couple mistakes. You know, biting on plays and going inside rather than keeping contained on the outside. And then he's got a scramble come back. And but by and large, that defense played winning football without a doubt. They gave him 16 points in the game. That was it against a potentially potent offense that's dealing with some issues. But the fact that they stuffed them, I think there were three plays that they stuffed on the tush push.
Yep.
Teams don't do that.
No.
The Lions did. Yeah, nice job.
Some stumps in there, as Calvin Shepard said last week.
Yeah, I think in the cut, though, that's what Campbell's talking about. He's also including himself as they're going to get better, including himself to how to call a game, what to work on strategy-wise, when to punt, when to go for it. Of course, he's still going to be ultra-aggressive. That's in their DNA as a team, but maybe not on this one. Maybe we don't have to go again on this one, depending on how the game is going. I think what Campbell's talking about, too, though, Doug, in that cut is... Of course, Philly needs to work on things, too. They don't look like a completely well-oiled machine either, but they won the game. So I think when you lose a game, though, there's more urgency to fix things. And he's talking about peaking at the right time.
Yep.
This is a team that just needs to get in the playoffs and play their best football when the playoffs start, because that's what it's all about now, right? The regular season success doesn't mean it nearly as much as it used to when they got here. Now it's about postseason success. And what he wants to do is get all this stuff cleaned up, get into the playoffs, and then peak then. And so when you lose games, I think there's more urgency to fix those things.
No question. Let's go to Mike on a Sell Your Next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got a champ and chump for you.
Let's go.
My champ is going to be, weirdly as it is the Chicago Bears holding first place for the first time in a long time in the North. I know it might be temporary, but good for them. Let them have their flowers for today. My chump is going to be what Gator just said, Aiden Hutchinson. You just got paid $141 million, and you're having half a sack and two total tackles like in a game that you said is a must-win at a backup with a backup right tackle when their all-pro tackle goes out, and you have the chance to line up on the left or right side whenever you want because Kelvin Shepherd gave you that freedom. How are you having half a sack? You need to be out there batting balls down just like the other first-round picks on the other side are. If you can't get there, and you need to get there, like there's no excuse.
A little different too, because those guys are playing in the middle of a defensive line as opposed to being the edge rusher. Those guys aren't necessarily just coming after the quarterback. They can lay back and jump up in the air. Aiden's coming after the quarterback the whole time, and he's double teamed on every play. The plays I was making reference to were really, they were running plays where he bit, went to the inside, and the play ends up coming on the outside. And if he had kept contained, he'd be in position to make a TFL.
Set the edge.
Yeah.
Weesum and Fenton, you're next. What's up, Weesum?
Hey, gentlemen. Appreciate the call, allowing it to go through. I just want to say, you know, I'm really frustrated because I do feel like Dan Campbell blew it completely because...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.